Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. A bicycle ride of remembrance takes place this afternoon in Boston, part of a World Remembrance Day honoring people whose lives have been changed or lost in traffic crashes. The Boston event begins in Copley Square with a ride to the State House for a vigil, and it's a key moment for many safety advocates who say most crashes are preventable and are a direct result of driving behaviors and transportation policies. Joining us this morning, Emily Stein of Medford, an advocate in the effort to fight distracted driving and to change language, attitudes, and policies regarding drivers, roads, and collisions. Emily, good morning.
Good morning, Sharon.
Today's the World Day of Remembrance for road traffic victims. It's a United Nations recognized movement. What exactly does this involve, and what's happening in Boston?
So in Boston, we're holding a vigil to recognize anyone who's been severely injured, traumatized, or killed by a road traffic incident. We are holding a ride of remembrance for cyclists across the city or anybody who wants to join.
Emily, how did you get involved in this cause?
Well, unfortunately, everybody seems to have a story, and mine started when I was 6 months pregnant, and I got that phone call that everybody dreads, and my dad was killed on his way home from work by a woman who was programming her GPS. I hadn't really heard of distracted driving. I knew that it wasn't safe to text. I knew that this was, you know, cell phones should not be used while you're driving. But I never knew how much of a problem it was and what the consequences could be.
I'm sorry for the tragedy that led to your activism. It certainly bolsters your passion for it, I'm sure. What specifically can be done?
Oh, so many things. I think there are many components to this. The first one is education. So many people don't seem to be educated on what distracted driving is. They say, yeah, texting is illegal, but I just check my phone every now and then. They don't understand the addiction behind it. We are all addicted to our cell phones. We're addicted to being connected. So the education is a very important part of it, to say we have to put those phones down when we drive. The other part is enforcement. And I know Massachusetts is in the process of the hands-free bill. We're trying to pass that this year for the third time. This is our third attempt. And that won't necessarily solve the problem of distracted driving, but it will enable enforcement to happen, because right now, as the law stands, it is very difficult for officers to enforce the no texting ban.
Let's talk about Vision Zero. Now, this is a concept that came out of Sweden.
Yeah.
And with a goal of zero crashes and fatalities on the streets, the idea being that no loss of life is acceptable. And in the U.S., this does seem like a radical notion.
It does, but it's already been put in place in several cities. New York has had Vision Zero for several years, and people know what it is, and they've seen the changes. They've seen a decrease in deaths. They've been able to lower the speed limit on city streets to 20 miles an hour. And as a city as large as New York, to be able to do that is radical. But they did it. It's possible. And Boston adopted this initiative in March. And the city is in the process of releasing a public statement about their action plan in the coming weeks.
So it's essentially, it's a noble goal of a multimodal transportation society with safety for one and all.
One of the corollaries of Vision Zero is that humans make mistakes, and that's just part of who we are, and that's not going to change. So instead of blaming the road user for a crash, they look at the road owner. So whether it's the town, whether it's the city, whether it's MassDOT or DCR, they also have to take responsibility for their road.
You're also involved in the campaign known as Crash Not Accident. Tell us about that.
When you think about it, all of these crashes, about 90% of the crashes on the road are preventable. And when something's preventable and predictable, it's not an accident. When someone chooses to have several drinks and get in their car and drive home, they're taking that risk that they will cause a crash. They could cause a fatality, either their own or somebody else on the road. When somebody chooses to look at their cell phone instead of the road, that is predictable that they could crash, and it's 100% preventable. when someone is speeding, when someone is driving aggressively. All of these are preventable causes, and they are predictable for causing a crash. So when something is preventable and predictable, it is not an accident. So a true accident would be a tree falling on a car in a storm, or a car skidding on black ice that they couldn't see. And that was something that would not be, they couldn't avoid it. So the whole idea of having a campaign, hashtag crash not accident, the whole idea behind that is if we keep hearing accident, accident, accident so many times a day, we kind of shut off to that and think, well, it's part of life and what can you do about it? But if we hear crash, it's something that we want to avoid. It's something that we want to take responsibility for. And it's also something that we have to learn the cause. What caused that crash? Oh, wow, it was someone texting. Hey, I text. It was someone programming their GPS. I actually do that. So the hope is that it will change behavior and make people more responsible, take responsibility for their driving decisions. So it's all about the choices we make.
Emily, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Emily Stein is an advocate against distracted driving and a leader involved in today's World Remembrance Day events in Boston. This is 90.9 WBUR.